everybody doing? How are you guys doing? Shelby Lynn Alejandro's Guerrero Tour. I must say that I'm very honored to be able to play with Shelby, and who I admire greatly. You know, and not only that, but I'm reunited with my old friend, dear friend, and someone who really, we started this whole thing together, the two of us. When I first put out solo, actually met before I put out solo records, I was still in the True Believers at the time. And Susan came to town and we had a little band there called the Seven Samurai, we were called. And it was our first attempt at acoustic music. And we then made a record called Gravity together. And then 13 years we worked on it. And we toured the country over and over and over again. It seems like we were always touring, the three of us, Frank Kammerdiener on cello and Susan on violin. We went to Europe several times, played with Bork and Bjork in Europe. It was really beautiful. So I'm very happy to introduce Ms. Susan Belge, everyone. Yeah. And they're going to be in a very kind of bare form, I guess you would say. But we'll get to the essence of the songs this way. And they'll be a lot shorter because there's a lot less soloing and prancing about and stuff. So that'll be kind of nice. This is one of the first songs that Susan and I probably played together. When I was still in the True Believers and kind of starting to write songs, that was when the first band that I ever wrote songs for. And I was starting to write songs that I felt were different than what we were doing at the time, you know. And I remember I took this to the band, this song, and my brother, being the ultimate rock and roll guy, said that the song was too wimpy for the True Believers, you know. And so we never really played it, but it became one of the songs that really kind of, I think in the beginning I was kind of known for. It's a song about, I moved next door to, when we moved from New York City with a band called Rank and File to Austin, Texas. It was 1980. And we moved next to a gentleman by the name of Billy Smith in a little place on Avenue D between 45th and the Intramural Fields. It was in a place called Hyde Park, a neighborhood in Austin, Texas. And this gentleman was about 75 to 80 years old, I would say. It was hard to tell. He looked pretty old. Old guy from a little place called Terrell, Texas. He had been in a band called Prince Albert and the Sheets, who were contemporaries of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And if you ever look up country music history, you'll find Prince Albert was the name of this band. Prince Albert and the Sheets, they were called. And he told me stories about them touring the countryside, said they would tour in a sedan and all the equipment hanging out the trunk, and they'd tie a mattress to the top of the sedan and they would travel around the countryside playing. He said, we played for food, for beer, girls, and sometimes money, he said, you know. And so it sounded like a good idea at the time, you know, to follow suit. And he said that they would throw that mattress down when the weather permitted and they'd just sleep out in the open, you know. And when it didn't, they'd find a barn or a bridge or something to pull under and throw that mattress down and find shelter in that way. It sounded like a beautiful life, you know, one that I had already really chosen, or had chosen me, I wasn't quite sure. But this is a song that I wrote for him because it was funny, he inherited a lot of money. And once he inherited money, his health went to hell. And he passed away shortly after. And this is a song called Five Hearts Breaking. Thank you. Sky is black, Billy feels bad. Today thinks that he'd be better off dead. Hears the pain roaring in his head. Close his eyes, world turns red. Her name was Hope, her hair was blacker than the sky. She had a smile that made the devil cry. She held his hands, looked him in the eyes. She said, believe, believe in everything will be fine. Today's the day, you can bet on that. I heard her close the door, she ain't looking back. Twist of fate or a stroke of luck, well, the answer's over there beyond the wishing well. Take the fire in your hands and place it at her feet. Walk upon the mounds and then you'll sail across the sea. Her eyes are taken from the stars above, her voice is five hearts breaking. Five hearts break. Her voice is five hearts break. The sky's on fire, waiting to die, and his heart's as empty as a dead man's eye. She held his hands, looked them in the eye. She said, believe, believe in everything will be fine. Uh-huh. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. All right. co-wrote with Mr. Chuck Prophet, who you guys know. And this is a song that I was telling him a story. Chuck and I were talking about it. I was born in San Antonio, Texas, a long time ago. And I was born of a family of 12 children. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, my parents told us we were going on vacation to California to visit my father's cousin out there in a little place called Orange, California, in Orange County. And so, 12 kids in a four-door sedan, it's a little crowded, a little tight. There were kids everywhere, sticking out the trunk, tied to the roof, out of the hood, whatever. Some of them just running behind the car. And my grandmother had to come, of course. I think she was there to cast spells or something, I'm not sure. But, so we made it to California, and we made it to this little town, Orange, California. It was really beautiful back then, 1957 and 8 it was. And it was really gorgeous, you know. It was the land of plenty back then. And what happened, though, which was very strange, and I've never been able to understand, is that we never went back to Texas. We stayed in California. We left everything behind. I had a little horse and dog and toys and all that stuff, and we left everything behind, you know. Years and years of asking my parents why, and, some thinly veiled kind of stories about different things. It was always different, you know, so I knew it wasn't the truth. And after years and years of therapy, I decided I'd just write this song. You know, it's a lot cheaper. I don't know that I have any answers, but you know, at least I wrote the song. I felt better about that, at least. So the song's called San Antonio Ring. Seems like everybody's trying to sell me something I don't need. Might be a half pound of cocaine, quarter gram of Mexican weed. But the last thing I need is something that'll dull my pain. I'd walk from here to San Antonio just to taste the cool tongue and rain. But the rain ain't gonna come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. Give me something strong. I think I've felt enough of this. I asked the bartender for doubles. Bartender says I should quit. Once I could find a friendly face in every corner of this town. When you don't recognize a single soul, what's the use in hanging around? Cause the rain ain't gonna come.
The rain ain't gonna
come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. Nah. Nobody there. I I hear the ocean calling, calling like a long lost friend. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they let me in. The rain ain't gonna come.
The rain ain't gonna
come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. Lucinda, everybody would just roam the streets, play on the streets, play in little bars, parties all the time. When I first got to Austin, I got to witness some of that part of Austin just before it was wiped out by the computer industry, you know. That's what happened to Austin. Dell came there and it was hell after that. It's been ruined ever since. So, you know, but everyone still wants that, you know, that vibe. They say that it's a small town with a big guest list is Austin, Texas. Also a place they refer to as the Velvet Rut, because no one wants to leave at that, at least back in those days. You know, you had Barton Springs, which is beautiful. The girls are lovely, the beer is very cold, and the Mexican food is great. Why would you want to go anywhere else? And you're in a beautiful place, which is Texas. So this is about, you know, just that, and it's also about, it refers to Houston, Texas as being the bottom of the world. And that's what the song's called, The Bottom of the World. So if any of you are from Houston, I truly apologize for the fact that you live in Houston. Austin's changed, it's true. Show me what hasn't. Tonight the TV's throwing colors on the wall. As I watch the cities of the world reduced to ashes, from where I sit at the bottom of the world. Oh, there used to be a phone booth down here on every corner. You used to call me up just to say my name. Well, now all anybody gets is a busy signal. No, you can't call home from the bottom of the world. She said, hey, newspaper boy, don't you think it's time you deliver? I said, say the word, your wish is my command. Well, she ran me over like an 18-wheeler and dumped my body at the bottom of the world. Come on, see. You might think you know all there is to know about You might think the beast is in the cage. Oh, but everything you see is just an illusion. It's about to get real at the bottom of the world. Oh, hey, little boy, you look a little frightened. For these aren't the kind of streets for walking along. So why don't you get yourself on back to Houston? Oh, I don't think you're ready for the bottom of the world. No, I don't think you're ready. It's funny with this song because what it's really about is it's about my ex-wife that passed away a long time ago. And yet, when I wrote this song, I couldn't say that for some reason. And we said that it was about other people, but it really was about her. And her name was Bobby, and this song is called Sister Lost Soul. It's about it's about people who have bought into the life, you know, the rock and roll life, and passed on. So we'll just see.
Need you, sister lost soul.
I just wanna lay down beside you. Feel your breath in my ear. You're not the first or last I've lied to. Yeah, I'm lying to myself right now. You're still here. Sister lost soul, brother lost soul, I need you. Sister lost soul, brother lost soul, I need you. Sister lost soul, brother lost soul, I need you. Sister lost soul, brother lost soul, about tomorrow. Who really cares about today? King, queen in the gutter, the price of pride will never take away, won't take away. Take away. Take away. Take away. Well, they're running the streets of Chicago. They're running the streets of Detroit. Burning down the halls of San Antonio. Don't ask me for a dime, I'm just hanging on. Hanging on. Hanging on. You can take away the belt, you can take away the crown, take away the ring, I'm still king of this whole town. Can't make me run, make me run, make me run, make me run. Why hear choir singing, singing right in tune? Organ grinders grinding, the preacher preaching not a day too soon. You can't make me run, make me run, make me run, make me run. My father, he worked too hard. My mother, she worked hard too. Brothers and sisters, they never went hungry, 'cause they never gave up on you. Can't make me run. I grew up in Southern California as a surfer in the 60s, late 50s, 60s. Drive up and down the Coast Highway, smoking pot, listening to the Beach Boys, Ike and Tina Turner, James Brown, Rolling Stones, the Yardbirds, Pretty Things, Jimmy Reed, the Midnighters. Crawl upon the shore, roll in the mud and the clay, like the swallows of San Juan.
gonna get back someday. A thousand steps to the water, a thousand steps you must take. There's a thousand worlds on the head of a pin, a thousand rules to break. Next time you see me, I'm gonna smile for the camera like some wild man from Pompeii. Yeah, you can take my word, go down to the sea. It's breaking bigger than anything any of us have ever seen. Had a blonde TV special and an English half stack. I lost them both in a deal, but someday, someday I'll get them back. Next time you see me, I'm gonna smile for the camera like some wild man from Pompeii. Yeah, you can take my word, go down to the sea. It's breaking bigger than anything, anything I've ever seen. I'm gonna crawl upon the shore, rolling the mud. Like the swallows of San Juan, gonna get back someday. Gonna get back someday. Get back someday. I'm gonna get back someday.
Please give her a big round. Whatsoever was to open up to the Sex Pistols last show at Winterland, you know. And so we hung out with Sid Vicious that night. He came to our house and, you know, traded baseball cards and stuff like that. Following the sunrise. A couple sunrises, maybe. But anyway, so Sid was a very nice fellow, you know. And we hung out. And then the Nuns finally went to New York City, and we lived in the Chelsea Hotel. And I came down into the lobby one day, and there was Johnny Thunders and Jerry Nolan from the New York Dolls, along with Sid and Nancy, and they were checking into the hotel. They became my neighbors, you know. And we all know what happened to Nancy and Sid. It was a tragic ending for them. But this is the story of what it was like living in the Chelsea Hotel in 1978. And that's what's called Chelsea Hotel 78. It was like... Chelsea once at 7:23rd. We came to live inside the myth of everything we've heard. The poets on their bar stools, they just love it when it rains. They comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain.
Makes no sense, and it makes perfect sense. You know it makes no sense, and it makes perfect sense.
Leon splattered the boys just before the cops arrived and took off with a noise. It's nothing special, just another bar. The match expands the city life, makes everyone a star.
Thank you. song.
Money.
Chuck Roth and I took a trip down to Mexico to write songs and surf when we were making the Street Songs of Love record. And, you know, Chuck was really taken by the poverty and stuff. And there were still a lot of signs of what the cartel had, the fear that they put into the community there down there. We were in Southern Baja. And so when we came back to write some tunes, we really wanted to write a song about someone that wasn't us necessarily, you know, nothing personal, but someone through the eyes of someone who was, you know, kind of enduring all those horrific things in their lives. And so this is about a girl that's really loves her community and wants to be part of her community, but is forced to become something else as a result of what's happening inside her community. And she's made into a soldier. It's called Sally Was a Cop.
Cop, but now she's a soldier.
doing okay? Oh, so this is it? Am I done? One more? Okay. One more song. Thank you very much for having us tonight. Thank you very much. That's our new round one, season 12, everybody.